Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach, we begin Paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shemitah Ve'Yoiv, on the laws of the 7th and the 50th year in the Sefer Zeroyim. From this paragraph, the Rambam discusses regarding that which sprouts in the Shemitah year, and also regarding what type of land is obligated in this halacha of Shemitah and Yoiv. This Rambam begins halacha Aleph regarding the halacha of Svichim, which are the aftergrowths, those that the growth that grows by itself, biblically and from rabbinic law. Says the Rambam, Kol Shoteitzi Arts B'Shana Shviyas, whatever the earth brings forth in the 7th year in the Shemitah year, whether it's from the seed that fell in from before the Shemitah year and it reached the time of Maestris after Rosh Hashanah, or whether it was the types of a plant that the roots had already been cut from before and then it came back again, and these two cases we just described are called Safiach, or bemin asavim, whether from the herbs, vayirakas, from the vegetables, sha'alu ma'alein, that come up on their own, veinlem zera, and they don't have seed. Hakol motalochem natar. So biblically, that's permitted to be eaten. Shemekit says in the pasuk, in vayikra, vayis the Shabbos aretz lechem la'achla, that the resting of the land should be for you for eating. And therefore what comes out, which was not even planted, could be eaten. Now, vafalus sadash netayva b'shvi'is v'tzimcha, now even the field, which was plowed in the Shemitah year and it sprouted, the produce is permitted to be eaten. And this was says in the pasuk, es safiach kitzircha leisikzer, the aftergrowth of the harvest should not be harvested. As Ram is coming to explain, it doesn't mean that it's forbidden to be eaten. As we just brought, the pasuk says it's lachem la'achla. So it doesn't mean you shouldn't harvest it. It means leyikzer kederuch shekaitzer b'chal hashana, that you shouldn't harvest it the way it's normally done every single year. If you harvest in a normal fashion, then like you get lashes. For example, let's say he harvested the whole field, and he makes a pile of grain, and he threshes with the cattle, or he harvests to improve the land, like we explained in Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis. Rather, you do harvest it, but a little bit at a time, you crush it, and you eat it. That's according to biblical law. But Halacha Beis, but rabbinic law, all aftergrowths, even if they're coming out on their own, forbidden to be eaten. Now, Balama Gazalim, why did they make a decree on that? Because of the sinners. Because we don't want someone to go ahead and plant grain, the kidneys and legumes, and the garden seed variety, in this field, so clandestinely in hiding. When it's going to sprout, it's going to eat from them, it's going to say, oh, Svichim, these are the growths that grew by themselves. Therefore, they made it forbidden all the growths that sprout in the Shemitah year. Now, halacha gimel lamata. So, what you learn from this is from the reasoning that we gave why they made the svichim asim derabanan. So, you learn she'ein oichel miperish shviz. You cannot eat from the aftergrowths of the produce of the Shemitah years. Ella peris hilan is only from the fruit trees vasavim, from the herbs she'ein zarin oisim revan, that most people don't plant. Kugoin hapegim like rue, which is a type of besamim, vahayar buzin hashaitin, and the amaranth, which is has wide leaves, and it's a type of a wild asparagus. And it seems similar to this, where all these types, we're not concerned that someone's going to clandestinely plant it, because people don't usually plant them. Avo bar hayirakas. But regarding vegetables, shederech rev adam lazram beginners, that most people do plant them in their gardens, when we need tfuah v'kidneys, types of grain and legumes, call it semechmem, whatever sprouts from them, is awesome in the frame, is rabbinically forbidden, like we said. Vamalak, and whoever does gather them, is makanus and makasmaratus, we give him rabbinic lashes. Halachadal. Now, svichim, regarding the aftergrowths, ha'olim b'stei bur, that come up in a fallow, empty field, that no one plants in, a fallow field, or b'stei nir, or a field that stands to be plowed, or b'stei kerem, or a field that is going to plant a vineyard over there, but stay zero, or feel that you can plant seeds, mutar ba'achila, those aftergrowths are permitted to be eaten. Why here the svichim, were they not included in the gzerah? The reason is, because the person doesn't plant these areas, and they're not concerned that a person is going to plant in these areas, clandestinely, ba'seser, in the Shemitah year, as Ram explains. Stay bor, by the empty field, no one goes over there, no one's interested over there, it's a fallow field. Or stay near a field that's meant for being plowed, right? To b'tikuna, he wants to go and take care of it. Another one, he wants to plow it, so he's not going to be planting it right now. Ustekerim, a field that's going to be used for a vineyard, Enoisekarma, he doesn't want to make his vineyard forbidden because he's going to go ahead and have these other growths. It's going to be forbidden through them to plant the vineyard because of Klein. Ustesera, and a field of seed, Hasfichim of seed Naisa, the aftergrowth would ruin it. And therefore, those areas, their Sfichim are not forbidden. And Bechina Tevin Shal Shvi Yisot, we're going to the straw of the Shemitah here. Mutu B'chal Malkim, that's permitted everywhere, B'la Gazulov, and that they did not make of the Gzeira, of the Isra of Sfichim, but it does have the sanctity of Shemitah on it. Now, in Halacha Hey, the Rambam continues regarding this prohibition of the Sfichim of the Shemitah year, that then continues into the eighth year. So Sfichim Shal Shvi Yisot, so we're going to the aftergrowth of the Shemitah year, Sheyatzu L'matzah Shvi Yisot, that they go out into the eighth year. So asur machila, they're forbidden to be eaten. The reason that is because if they would permit the Sfichim Shvi'is to eat right away in the beginning of the eighth year, then we would still be concerned for the sinners that they would plant it at the end of the Shemitah year by in private, in hiding. And they're going to say, oh, there's Sfichim, so that they could eat it right away in the beginning of the eighth year. So therefore, they're forbidden to be eaten, even matzah Shvi'is. And in toshin loisim b'yod, you cannot tear it out by hand because we're just saying that these, since they don't come out at the same time, they usually tear it out by hand. That's the way it's normally harvested, and therefore it's going to be forbidden. El charish kedarka, rather, what you could do is you plow in the normal way. Not concerned that if you're plowing, you're going to come to eat it. Uvehimadar kedarka, also the animal could graze in its normal way because there's no isra of hanaf from it, and therefore as long as we're not using it for our own consumption, that's okay. How long do we say there's this prohibition of the aftergrowth of the Shemitah year into the year after Shemitah? So it's Rosh Hashanah about Chanukah. It's from the Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year until Chanukah time. But from Chanukah onward, it's going to be permitted because from that point on, you already have the produce of the eighth year that's more than the prohibited of that which grew in the seventh year. Now, if someone plants these aftergrowths of the Shemitah year after the Shemitah year, I could do Mataran, so the growths are going to be permitted. And the reason for that is because you have Zebezegurim, you have the prohibited Svichen, together with the permitted ground, which that is going to be Mutter. Halacha Zayin, B'tzalim Shiyatsu Mishvis L'Mitzoy Shvis. So if you have onions that were coming out of from the seventh year into the year after the Shemitah year, and they were gathered together after the Shemitah year, so according to basic halacha, they should be permitted because by yirakas, by vegetables, onions, you go after the time of lakita when you're gathering them, when you're harvesting them. So im asum, in other words, if it already could grow in the eighth year, kayetz behen, a similar type of growth of these onions from the seventh year, so then mutarn, so then they're going to be permitted because people are going to say, oh, they probably were harvested after the Shemitah year. But if not, asur, they're going to be forbidden because people want to say, oh, it was harvested in the seventh year, and therefore they're forbidden like the Sfichah Shvi'is, and therefore the Chacham made it forbidden because of Maris Ayin, because of the appearance of wrongdoer. And then Shara Peres said to other produce, in Loikhan Loisim and Matzah Shvi'is, you cannot purchase them after the Shemitah year. El Mishayasu Kitzman in Peres, Matzah Shvi'is, only if there's enough time that it could have produced the same type of produce in the year after Shemitah. Now, Asa Habakir, if let's say the early type has already produced, then Hoto Afal, then even the late performing one is going to be permitted. And also, mutalikach yark matzah shvi'is miyad. One is permitted to buy vegetables right away after the Shemitah year. And the reason for that is because the norm was that they would import vegetables from Chutzlarts, and therefore it doesn't have an appearance of wrongdoing because it's from Chutzlarts. Halacha hey. Meimah say mutu adam likach luf b'matzah shvi'is. From when could a person start purchasing a luf, type of wild onion, in the year after Shemitah from someone who is not trustworthy regarding the Shemitah produce? Is Mishayir Bachadish, again, is when you have that much more of the new than the old, that's already the cutoff time when it's going to be permitted to buy in Matzah Shvi'is. Halacha Tes, Ram continues regarding the relationship of the produce to the seventh year. So Be'echad B'Tishrei, the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, is considered the beginning of the year, the Shemitah, for the laws of the seventh year, Le'eblis, the year, the law of the 50th year. Now, if you have Peres Shishas, Shenichnasu L'Shvi'is, you have produce of the sixth year that goes into the seventh year. So, Imayu Tvua, if it was grain, or kidneys, or legume, or Peres Ilan, or fruits of a tree. And the Gilo in Samaisis, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, and it reached the time of its tithing, which is a certain period, as we explained in Hilchos Maaser, and it got there Kodim Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah. Tzari l'mutar. So they're permitted. Because they already reached Einus HaMaisus, which is the qualification for these types of produce, in the sixth year. Now, Vav Pishayisa by some Bashvis, even though you're gathering them in the seventh year, in the Shemitah year, Harim Kippur Shish L'chodav, it's going to have the halacha like the pears, like the produce of the sixth year for all halachic purposes, which they can be permitted to be eaten, and there's no Gezer of Svichin, and there's no Kedush of Shvias. The Imbloy Bolo in some Isis, but if they didn't come to the tithes, to the timing of the tithing of when it's matured, El Acher Rosh Hashanah, only after Rosh Hashanah, which is already in the seventh year, Harim Kippur Shvias, then that is the time of when it's considered as its. What the status is, which in some Isis, that's already in the 7th year, it's going to have the halacha of the Shemitah produce. Halacha Yud, Hatfua, Vakitnius, regarding grain and legumes, which this halacha is coming to qualify when we say it has halacha like perishviyas, that there are certain machilah, mishum svichim, so they're forbidden to be eaten because of the aftergrowth, like we said in Halacha Bay, because of the concern that people might really plant it themselves. Uper se'ilon, and the fruits of a tree, which we don't have such a concern as it's on Lacha Gimel, that you could go ahead and eat it. There's no gzeira of Svichin, but you eat it in the halachi status of Paris of Shemitah. Halachi Rav, ha'oyuz v'adoichin, regarding rice and millet, v'aprogim, and papisid, v'shumshim, and the sesame seed, the polamutsid, the chipshim bean, shazroi l'zeram. So if you planted it for its seed, so halachim bem achig gemar peri. So then you go after when the produce has been finished, that's considered. Or what is quantifies its status? Now, in nigma perim kamer shoshanas, if the produce has fully matured before shoshana, harel matar mashvis kaper shishus. So then it's going to be permitted in the shmita, like the produce of the sixth year. Now, the nigma achar shoshana, but let's say it finishes after shoshana. So abpi shishrishu kamer shoshana, although took root before shoshana, harel asur mashum svichim. Again, it's going to be forbidden because of the aftergrowth, because it's considered based on the gemar pri, which is happening here. In the seventh year. Halachid Beis, Hayarek, and this is, we're qualifying different categories, because different things go after, like we said, either Oinas HaMaisris, or go after the Gemara Peri, and now Hayarek, regarding vegetables, that is a different qualification, that's Peshas Likitasei, that goes based on when you harvest it. The Esrig, and the Esrig, Afilo Hayikapoil, even if it was already ripened, and the size of a bean, which was, it reached Oinas HaMaisris in the sixth year, Koyin Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, and becomes the size of like a loaf of bread in the seventh year, which that's the Gemara Pri, and it's harvested in the seventh year, which regarding the laws of Shemitah, it's considered like Perish Shemitah regarding the prohibition of eating Svichim and regarding that you have to eat in a Shemitah sanctity. But Chai B'Maisrus K'Perishishus, but it's going to be obligated in the Maisrus as the produce of the sixth year, because as a stringency, we do treat it after Chanata, when it's considered its oinus amaisrus, vafilo yekakikur b'shishus, and even if it was the size of a loaf in the sixth year, so here it's the chiddush is going now the other way, which is considered a gemar pri, but hel v'nilkat b'shvias, since it's harvested in the seventh year, harikipir shvias, we're going to treat it as stringently after its likita like a yerek, because the esrog has. Intermediate status, and some sense like a tree, some sense like a ruckus, because it grows alkal mayim, at the same time it is a tree. So, in some regards, we're going to say stringently either way. So, it's going to be like perish shviyas, and umesasik perish shishas lahachma, but at the same time, it's going to have the maisras, like the produce of the sixth year, as a stringency to go after chanata. Now, halachi gimel, v'chein, so too, in other words, just like we said that the produce of the sixth year that goes into the seventh year, we go after the Inza Maisus, like we said in Al-Khataz, so too by the Shemitah produce that goes into the eighth year. If you have Perish Shvi, Shiyotzel Matzah Shvi, so you have the produce of the seventh year now that's going into the eighth year. So, betfuah, v'kitnias, v'lanas, which again, each one has its categories as we had said previously, when sixth and the seventh, now we're going to the seventh and the eighth year. If you have grain and legumes and trees, halchanacha and Inza Maisus, go after the time of when it reached, when you could already start taking Maisus on that. Now, vaprogin, vashumshimin, so the poppy seeds, and the sesame seeds, vaoriz, vadechin, the rise in the middle of poila mitzri, and regarding the Egyptian bean, shizroi lazer that you planted for its seed, that's achigamar peri, that goes after when the produce has been finished, whichever year that's in. Vayark, and the vegetable, like we said, achaligatasa is going to be after when you harvest it. Alechi daldram continues regarding the intent that a person has when he's planting the Egyptian bean. So poila mitzri, so regarding the Egyptian bean, which we had mentioned before, we talked about specifically Shizroi Lazera. Here the Ram qualifies, says, Shizroi Lazera Beshishas, if it was planted for its seed in the sixth year, and the produce was finished, it matured before the Rosh Hashanah of the seventh year. So ben yarik shaloi ben zerah shaloi. So whether it's vegetable, because a lot of things have a vegetable part of it, and also has a seed part, which you could use the seed as a grain. So whether it's vegetable part ben zerah shaloi, whether it's seed part, it's going to be permitted in the seventh year. And the reason is because you have to gemar pri. So even the vegetable part is considered, since he had in mind for this pula mitzri for its seed, so it's all qualified as a seed, which was gemar pri, which was before the shmita year. Now, if Mizroi liyarik, but if let's say it was planted for its vegetable part as a plant, that's what you wanted it for, and yeah, it had the gemar pri in the sixth year, but v'nichnas olav shviis, but it goes into the seventh year, meaning when it's still attached, before it's harvested, it already starts the shmita year. Okay, here's the other way around. Ben yirokai, ben zaroi, here both its vegetable and its seed are also going to be forbidden, because shvich shviis, like the aftergrowth in the shmita year, because now the seed is secondary to the yarek part, because your main intention was for the vegetable part, and by vegetables you go after lekita, which is in the shmita year. And v'chinim zroi lead zera uliyark, so to bless you plant for both. You want the seed part and you want the vegetable part. Also, it's going to be forbidden, where there is a discussion, should the gears really be that the zera should be permitted and the yarek should be aser, but the reason seems to be that since the seed ultimately is going to turn into a vegetable, so if someone sees that they're lenient regarding, it's going to seem like the vegetable, so the Chum gave even the zera a halacha of the yarek as a stringency, so in this case, both are going to be forbidden. Halacha tezvav, avar or zeroi. If someone violates and he plants the Egyptian bean bashvius in the shmita year, and it has the gemar pri in the shmita year, and then it continues into the eighth year. So im zroi lezera, if it was planted for its seed, which would go after the gemar peri, which was in the shmita year, so then ben zari ben yirakur also b'matzah shviska shara svichim. So then both its seed and its vegetable are going to be forbidden in the year after shmita, like all the aftergrowths of the shmita year, which it considered is qualified as part of the shmita year, because it was for zera, which was after gemar pri, which was in the seventh year. Now if im zroi liyarik, if it was planted for its vegetable, havanilka b'shmita, since it was harvested in the eighth year, which is the qualification for yirakis, so ben yirakai ben zara mutter, then whether it's vegetable and its seed are going to be permitted, because since it was harvested in the eighth year, there's no sasvichin, so it's going to be permitted. Now, zroi lezer uliyark, let's say you planted for vegetable and for a seed. So zari aser mishum svichim. So its seed is going to be aser as the aftergrowth, because again, there you go after when it ripens. The yirakai mutter, the vegetable is going to be permitted, because even though, as we said in the previous halacha, you could confuse the seed as a vegetable, but you don't make a mistake as a vegetable as a seed. So therefore, we're on goes over there, and the vegetable which is being harvested in the eighth year is going to be permitted. Halacha the Zayin Ram continues regarding different types of produce that last a long time in the fields. So b'nei shuach, regarding these, their type of white figs, since they ripen only after 3 years, sambolo in the samaisus, if it reached its time of its tithes, which is how you qualify by a tree. It got to that stage, before the Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, which is, means it already had its status qualified in the Shemitah year, but again, it takes 3 years to fully ripen. When it finally is in the third year of its growth, when it's finally going to be ripened, which is in the second year of the Shemitah cycle, you're going to eat it, but Torah Shviz, in the halachic status of Shemitah produce, because it was qualified as Shemitah produce 2 years before that. But before that, where then it wasn't really fully ripened yet, like in the first year of the Shemitah cycle, then actually wouldn't have the Shemitah sanctity. It's only when it's fully ripened, then you have to eat it based on its status when it reached Einus HaMaisus in the Shemitah year. Loch Yitzayin, Habitzolim HaSarisim, literally the castrated onions, but that means to say, because by onions, generally, when you find it has a moisture after you tear it out from the ground, so it sprouts like scallion types. Now, but there are certain types that don't do that, and that's considered the castrated onions, which is like a eunuch that doesn't give birth to anything. And these types of species cannot be planted only in a place where you're watering it. Or upula mitzri, and the Egyptian bean, shemanim hemayim shleishim kren mishana, where you stopped watering it 30 days before shoshana, or v'shabal, which is that of the one that did you have a rain field of these onions, which it does sprout. That you held back 3 periods of watering it before Shoshana. So these are considered as the produce from the sixth year. because even the ba'anyas generally go after when you harvest it, like yerek, and the Egyptian bean, if you plant it for zera, you go after gemar pri, and when you plant it for ve'yerek, you go after lakita. Now, but since they need a lot of water and you're holding it back from them, so it becomes like tavua and kidneys, which there you don't go after either one of those categories, not gemar pri, not lakita, rather you go, as we said in halacha test, after the oinus ha'maisus. So here, since the oinus ha'maisus was in the sixth year, it's going to be qualified as those types of produce because it's already not growing in this normal way. We already give it a different categorization. Now, but let's say pachas mekan, let's say you held back less than that period that we just said, then harem kesvicha shvi'is, then it is going to be considered as the aftergrowth of the Shemitah year because it's gemar pri or it's lakita, it's going to be in the Shemitah year, and it still retains its status. It wasn't totally transformed into something else, as we said in the first part of the halacha, and then it will have the halacha of the svicha shvi'is. Halacha yitches, hadiluin, regarding gourds, which is like the pumpkin family, shekim lezera, which if you're maintaining it for its seed, so imhuk shulif ner shoshana, if it got hard or dried out before shoshana, v'nifsul melech adam, and already became inedible for human consumption, so mutlakaim b'shvi'is, you're allowed to maintain it in the shmita year, shem b'peir shishas, because now it's qualified, similar to the previous halacha, as something different, and it's like considered the produce of the sixth year. Now, vimlav, but if not, if it didn't get hard yet, then asurin, then it's forbidden to be eaten, kisvicha shvi'is, like the aftergrowth of the Shemitah year, which is forbidden to be eaten. V'chein ha'yirok is cool on shehuk shel v'nei Shoshana. So the old vegetables, if they got hard before Shoshana, but l'kam ha'shvi'is, you let them maintain them in the Shemitah year. And this that we had said in Halach Yidbeis, that by vegetables you go after the lakita, again, that's only if it didn't become hard before the Shemitah year. Now, v'mha'yirok, but if they're soft, as l'kam, then I'll maintain them, b'shem esvicham, again, because of the aftergrowths. They don't obligate a person to uproot the luf, because luf is generally takes like 3 years that it grows, and therefore there's no problem about maris ayin when it's there. You leave it in the ground as it is, and if it sprouts in the year after Shemitah, so mutter, it's going to be permitted because again you have an abundance of that which is mutter. And they don't obligate him to uproot the kindis, which are types of thorns, ela geizes ba'olin. Rather, what he does is that he has to cut up the leaves, which are soft. That you now let him maintain because of it gives appearance of wrongdoing that you have growing over here. Now, if it sprouts in the year after the Shemitah year, then mutter, then it's going to be permitted. Halachi test luf shall erv shvias. If you have this luf, this wild onion from before the Shemitah year, v'chem etzalim shall erv shvias ha'ketzainim, so to the summer onions, or pua, or madder, which is a type of a red tree that is used for red dye, shenigmul of neshvius, if they were finished before the Shemitah year, mutul akam eshvius, you let to uproot them in the Shemitah year, bekardum shel mateches, with metal hatchets, ve'imusem mishum avet zorz, that's not a problem about working the land, because obviously that's not your intention, but rather to get down those plants. Halacha chaf, habet salim, regarding onion, shiyadalim gesham b'shvius b'tzamchu, an onion where it rained on it in the Shemitah year and they sprouted from these onions. So kozman shalom shalom yudukum, as long as the leaves are green, harayim mutarin, so those growths are permitted because it's obviously coming from the pri itself and they're allowed to eat it. But v'mishchir, if they got black, harayim kinetum ba'aretz, that's like as if it was planted in the ground. So ba'isim al masur mishum svichim, so those leaves are going to be forbidden because of like the aftergrowth, which is like coming from the ground from the Shemitah year. And the binker, but either way, the onions remain permitted. The whole question is, regarding if it's green or black, regarding the leaves that are the new growths. Halacha chaval of batzal, regarding an onion, shakar b'shvias, which was uprooted in the Shemitah year, when the tabesh minis and was planted in the eighth year. V'rabi gidul v'alikara, and now you have more of the growth from the eighth year than of its root from the seventh year. So hele gidul v'asikara, so now the growths have nullified its primary part, and therefore all of it becomes permitted. And the reason is, since the halachas of Shemitah, what makes it forbidden is through the ground, like it says, v'shav sa'aretz, kach nitilosa dekarka, so to removing its forbidden status is also through the ground, by being planted, and now you have more of the permitted ground over the forbidden ground. In contrast, let's say arlo, which is forbidden because of time, or climb because of a mixture, here it's the ground itself, which makes it asr, and then which makes it mutter. Halacha Beis Ram discussed regarding how to pluck the produce of a tree in the Shemitah year. So HaPeir Sheyetzi Ilma Shviz, regarding the fruits that are produced by the tree in the Shemitah year, Lo Yasim Kedech Sha'isa B'Chalashon, you shouldn't gather them the way you normally gather all years. Shouldn't, like it says in the Pasuk in Meyikra, The grapes that you have set aside, you should not harvest, where it doesn't mean you shouldn't harvest at all, because as we brought in the beginning of this perek, that it says, the Shabbos starts lechem la'achetz for you to eat, rather it means to say, don't do it as you do it in normal years. Now, if someone did harvest it for the working of the tree, or harvest the way harvesters usually do, then like he's going to get lashes. So how should he deviate from the normal way? So to ein mishal shvi'is, regarding figs of Shemitah year, so in kaitzen eisen, we don't spread them out to dry, b'muktzah, which is the place where they normally spread out the figs and the grapes in the regular year. Aval mayavshin b'charba, rather you dry it up in a ruined building. So to believe you shouldn't press the grapes in the wine vat, but you could do it in a trough, in like a receptacle. So to believe you shouldn't make the olives in the olive press. Rather, what you could do, you could crush them and put it in a very small press. So to believe you could grind it in the besabad uba kaitiv. And then you put it into a small press. Again, but it can be done in a normal way. So to all the other things, whatever you could change, so then a meshana, a person should go ahead and change. Halach of Dal, the Ram continues regarding what a person has to relinquish his ownership of his land. Mitzvah sasei, it's a positive commandment, lahashmid, to declare ownerless, kol mashat teitzer arz v'shviyas, whatever the land produces in the Shemitah year. Like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais v'shviyas, in the seventh year, tishmetenu natashta, you should declare ownerless and forsake. Now, v'chal noil karma, whoever locks up his vineyard, or he sugs today v'shviyas, or he closes off his field in the Shemitah year, bitl mitzvah sasei, has nullified this positive commandment. V'chinim asav kapaydersav lotech beis, so to be gathered all his produce into his house, that's also part of that violation. L'yafkar kol, rather he should make everything ownerless. V'harakol shavin b'chamakom, and everyone has equal rights in every place. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'ochel avyonim echa," that the paupers, those who are destitute of your people, shall eat. And yes, lahavi l'tech beis ma'at, he should bring it to his own house just a little bit. Kedar shemavim hefker, like you would bring him something that's from hefker. Chamisha kadeshemen, 5 jugs of oil. Chamisha asik hadayin, 15 jugs of wine. Now, if he does bring in more than this, muta is permitted. In other words, if he says he needs more for his family, it's going to be permitted. Allah Chafhei, Ram qualifies what are the boundaries of the lands that are obligated in the laws of Shemitah. So, in Shviz Neheges El Be'eretz Yisrael Bavad, the laws of the seventh year only apply in the land of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemlek says, the Pasuk Meyikri Kisavoy Yol Arts, but again, when you come into the land, that's what it says, you can have the laws of Shemitah. Neheges Ben Bifnei HaBais, Ben Shalei Bifnei HaBais, and the laws apply whether when the Beis HaMikdash was around and when it's not around. Now, Halacha Chavav, Kol Shechziku Bo Eli Bavel Ad Kaziv, whatever, when they came up from Golas Bavel, time to build the second Beis HaMikdash, whatever those who had come up and they took possession from, all the way until Kiziv. So Asa Bavoy, that's part of it, it's all that you're forbidden to do work on. V'chal Asfich and Shatzei Mechem Boy, and all the growths that sprout over there, Asra Mechil, they're forbidden to be eaten. Now, but V'chol Shalei Chziku Boy, Elo Eilem Mitzrayim Levad, but the lands of Eretz Yisrael, they were only taken possession the first time they built the Beis HaMikdash, when they came up from Egypt. So, which is Shumach Ziv, Vadanar, which is from this place Kziv, all the way up until the Egyptian river, Vadamon, until Amonam. So, Avpishu Asa Bavoid B'Shvias, although you're not allowed to work that land rabbinically in the Shemitah year, but Asfichan Shetzemcha B'Mutar Machila, the groves that sprout over there are actually permitted to be eaten, because since the halach of Shemitah there is only rabbinic, so they weren't Geizer, which is Asfichim itself is a Gezer Jabbanim, they didn't make the Gezerah. Now, Omeh Anor, Mamana Bahala, now from the Egyptian river and from Mana and further out, Mutar Bavoid B'Shvias, then you're even allowed to work the land in the Shemitah year, even from rabbinic law. Halach of Zayin Surya regarding Syria. Although the laws of Shemitah do not apply over there from biblical law, and even when the Beis HaMikdash was around at any point in time, in contrast to other places in Eretz Yisrael, which even though it wasn't conquered by Lubavel, but it was biblically obligated at a time when they had come up from Egypt, here it never had that such halacha. But they made a gzeira, a rabbinic decree, that it should be forbidden to work on it in the seventh year, like Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, they didn't want people to leave Eretz Yisrael and go and just remain over there in Syria because of a seventh out of the cycle, every 7 years, we can't work the land. And there they could. So they made Syria also forbidden to work the land. Regarding Amon and Moav and Egypt and Babel, although there, rabbinically, one has to give the laws of Meisers, so on some level it's like the agriculture of the land of Eretz Yisrael, but Ein Shviz Nehegiz Ben, for them, the land of Shemitah do not apply, because the concern was only regarding Syria, which it's not really part of Chutz La'aretz, although it's not totally like Eretz Yisrael, but it does have some light, some halachic comparison to Eretz Yisrael. So we would concern people are going to move there, so therefore we made it that it's forbidden. But regarding the other lands, which are not like Eretz Yisrael at all, we weren't concerned that people are going to move there. L'chachavches, Eva HaYarden, Transjordan, which are the lands of Sichin and Oig, so Shvis Nehegez Bamidabrem, there the laws of Shemitah apply from rabbinic law. Usfiche Surya, and the aftergrowths of Surya, Veva Yarden, and Transjordan, however, Mutar Machil, they're permitted to be eaten. And the reason is, Luyia Ratzis Elu Chamurin, these lands should not be more severe, Me Eretz Yisrael, Shechziga Ba'il Mitzrayim, from the lands of Eretz Yisrael itself, which were only taken possession from those who came up from Mitzrayim, where there the Shemitah year applies, but the aftergrowths are permitted, for sure over here, where the aftergrowths are going to be permitted. Halacha Chavtas, Goyshik on the Karkab Eretz Yisrael, the Gentile purchases land in Eretz Yisrael, even where an area where we're taking possession by Ola Bavel, where the aftergrowths of Yisrael are forbidden, but a guy who buys it, who is rabbi shvis, and he plants in the seventh year, perasem mutarin, the produce is permitted. And the reason is, shlegazu ala svichen, they didn't make this gezerah on the growths, on because of the sinners. But the Gentiles are not commanded in Laws of Shemitah to make such a gezerah in them, and therefore their growths are permitted. Halacha lamed, Ayaris Eretz Yisrael, regarding the cities of Eretz Yisrael, Smuchas Lasvar, that are near the boundary, Meshiv Naleim Neman, so they appoint a trustworthy individual to watch over, Kadesh Le Yifutsu Goyim, so that the Gentiles shouldn't spread out, V'yivayzu Perishviz, and take as spoils the produce of the Shemitah year, which in the technical reasons, obviously we don't want them to go ahead and squander everything. But also, more than that is actually because this halacha, they're not allowed to feed Gentiles from Shemitah produce, as the Ram says in Perek Hey, because it says lachem, which is, and b'loy la'achirim, and therefore, where there's by the boundaries, we have to have such a concern. Other places which are not near the boundaries, where the majority of these are Jews, and only a minority of Gentiles, so there we're not concerned. You don't have to appoint on them and the trustworthy person to watch over that.